This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, Kang behind the glass, Kenny answering phones. Great to be with you on a Thursday here in Detroit. 248-539-9797. Talking about the Red Wing game down in Columbus Saturday night, Saturday evening, early evening, 6 o'clock start, outdoor hockey game in Ohio Stadium. People that are going, plenty of Pistons discussion as well. And I got something to bring up with the Pistons right now, Gator.
All right.
I think pretty much all of our listening audience can answer this question. It is not age-specific. The last time the Pistons won 8 in a row, I think everybody has seen this stat. It hasn't happened since 2007 and 2008. Where were you in your life the last time the Pistons won 8 in a row? 2007, 2008. And I will give an example. During the 2007-2008 season, Piston season, Gator. We had a newborn. And 5 months from now, we will send that newborn off to college. That's how long it's been since the Pistons have won 8 consecutive games. Now, we started the show what year?
2007.
So we were less than a year in.
That's correct.
So that was our first Piston season as a show.
Yeah,
well, I guess, we finished out.
We finished up the 06-07 and started the 07-08.
Yep. It's pre-Lois for you?
Yes.
Is this a house ago for you, I assume?
Yes. Yeah. It's lots of things ago.
Yeah. How many cars?
This is probably, I mean, that's where you, let's see. So that's, you know, what are we talking here? 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 9 cars, 8 cars.
You are a leaser?
Because I lease, and usually they're 2-year to 3-year leases. They're usually 2, but a couple 3s in there.
Best guess, what were you driving back then?
Probably a Jeep.
A Jeep?
Yeah.
The Grand Cherokee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kang, 2007, 2008.
What was I doing? What was I driving?
Both, I guess.
What was I doing? Listen, I had a lot of more free time on my hands back then.
Mm-hmm.
I was not married. No kids.
Had you met your wife at this point?
I think I'd met her in 2007. I have to check that.
Okay.
She's not listening. Don't worry. She doesn't support what I do. that was the year. 2007 is the year I met my wife, the end of 2007.
Okay. So the last time the Pistons won 8 in a row, you were meeting the woman that you married.
Wow.
Yep.
This feels like yesterday, though, guys. So madly in love.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
sure. Wow, yeah, that's a long time, man. It's impressive. I don't think it's easy to do, but 17 years?
It seems like a bit of an extended period of time between eight-game winning streaks. But yes, where were you in your life the last time the Pistons won eight in a row?
Were the Lions losing 16 in a row? Or was it the following year? Was that 08? That's 08 season?
I think it was 08. It was the 08 season. So that
would have started in, okay, it would not be.
Yep. It would come after the Piston eight game winning streak.
This would be amid the John Kitna excellence.
Yes.
Deacon Jones?
Ooh, the Deacon Jones soundbite that we had.
Is that from that year?
That was from the summer of 07.
Was it?
Yeah.
God, you remember when that
Because I remember the studio that we were in, because we weren't in that studio much for that long.
Which studio were we in?
Next door.
It was the one next door?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Sergeant Slaughter was in the studio. We did an interview with Sarge.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was next door.
All right.
You wouldn't stop talking about it, Doug.
Yeah. Jeez. Fanboy.
I've stopped since. So we interviewed Stone Cold Bill Austin or something after that.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, stop that. But that would be the end of 2007 into 2008. But yeah.
All right. Well, where were you in your life back then? Where were you professionally?
The Mickey trade. Oh,
Ron Holland
place.
Was like two.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Mickey trade took place.
Was that that year?
Yeah, it was at the end of 2007 into 2008. Yep.
That's funny. You know what I realized today? I was like, let me go back and find some pictures on my phone, and I'm like, I don't have any pictures that far back.
How about this? We switched to FM.
Is that when it happened?
Yeah, that was the October of 07. We switched to FM.
Wow. Kang, professionally, where were you?
I mean, I was here.
I know, but were you on the show?
Yes.
When did our show start?
Kang started with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I was with you guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, he started. He worked here before that.
He assaulted me in the studio after the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Was that year?
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio?
Yeah.
I was all jacked up because Stone Cold was there. And
yeah,
I was
what did you, like some sort of flying elbow?
He came with a flying forearm. Hit me right in the face.
I was trying to show him my wrestling move. I was pretending I was Rey Mysterio. You know who that is, Doug. And I forearmed Gator in the face. I accidentally hit him, which made his glasses give him a cut.
Yeah, it kind of dug into my face and cut me. Yeah.
But what did I do, Gator, because I felt so bad?
You did apologize profusely. I brought you
beer the next day, man.
Yeah.
Which we had the meeting with Zampillo at the time and about whether or not you were going to continue after attacking one of the hosts.
That was the first appearance of Jackie from Magic Hat, too.
Oh, Jackie from Magic Hat. It was a beer distributor.
Yeah.
We had talked about Magic Hat, couldn't find it anywhere. And then it was like some party store in Royal Oak started carrying. Yep. All right. Anyway, where were you? Last time the Pistons
won eight.
Since
the Pistons won eight games.
Yes. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Dean. You're next in 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dean.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, driving down to Ohio right now, actually. So I asked my girlfriend's brother where we're sitting to see if I can bring an octopus in my pants and chuck it onto the ice. He's like, oh, no, you're too far.
I got to tell you, that would be one
Josh
hell of a...
Josh Allen couldn't heave an octopus onto the ice at this game.
I think if you're throwing an octopus that far, you might injure your arm and be out for the season.
Yeah, we're sitting in 23C, so it's kind of far. So.
Oh, yeah, you're up there, which is actually going to be a decent place to watch the game. You planning on tailgating?
Oh, yeah, we're tailgating. We got the weenies, we got the burgers, we're ready to go. I got my car overalls, my jacket.
You got parking sorted out and all that?
Oh, yeah, we got parking tickets. I told my girlfriend, I'm a bald-headed man, right? So I told my girlfriend, we're going to paint my head red and put the wing on the side of my head, just like the helmets they're wearing in the game.
Well, this is going to be an interesting look. Yeah, that is something else.
You got to take pictures of that and tweet them out.
Have fun. Let's go to Juan. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Juan?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Yeah, just think about where I was at. I was probably at the Pistons game. Actually, Antonio McDice is my cousin, so he had tickets for me for the whole season. So I can't remember exactly what games or, you know, the streak. But, yeah, I probably was at the Piston game because I went to, like, 90% of the games during that time. But another thing, I wanted to give, man, Tracy Langdon credit, man. I'm big on upper management. I praise Sam Presti a lot because I like what he, you know, what he do in OKC. But just for him to surround those veterans, you know, even though I'm not a big Tobias Harris, but to give him credit, Tobias, Hardaway, and Beasley surround around the young cats, man, that's a good – and I think OKC does, like, similar to the same thing. So Tracy Langdon, man, I want to give him credit. I know it's early in his career, but to start off like this, to surround them guys and the confidence that these guys got, man, we got a good future, I think.
Yeah, Trajan's done a great job, and you know, to we got to give some credit to Troy Weaver as well, that has apparently done a pretty decent job drafting. But Trajan's kind of the first thing he did was do something that Troy Weaver wasn't a strength, and that is signing the right veterans. He has surrounded the young core with the proper veterans. So I would agree with you. Hats off to Trajan Langdon. Although he was calling him Tracy, wasn't he?
That's all right.
Yep. All right, cool.
I mean,
got to give credit to the right person.
I don't think he meant disrespect.
Yeah. No, I don't think
I
so.
I don't think he meant disrespect.
248-539-9797. Where were you the last time the Pistons won? 8 in a row. What were you doing? It turns out it was December into January of 2007 and 2008. Started their streak on Friday, December 14th. And it ran, oh, no, they did it twice that year. Did it in January as well. This Piston team were pretty good back then.
Were they?
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson, 97-1, the ticket. We're going to get to Are You Going to Eat That coming up at 12:35. But it happened again. Or it's happening again. Where did you see this?
Nation's Restaurant News. You may have heard of them.
I don't find it as funny as you do.
I don't either. I don't like when this stuff happens. So, but it just it happened again.
If I love a place or love something to like a beer or a snack, like, I love the Sierra Nevada Otra Vez. Everything Sierra Nevada put out for a while there was just hot. Everybody's, oh, Sierra Nevada. They came out with this Otra Vez. I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. It was like a lime infused beer. It was a perfect summer beer. I absolutely loved it. Gone. Off the shelves. Disappeared. Bush Light Apple, gone, off the shelves, disappeared. What we, last week, National Tortilla Day, the Tostitos roasted red pepper flavor, gone, disappeared. And now one of my favorite restaurants is closing a bunch of locations, Red Robin.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Yeah, Doug. I actually like Red Robin, too. Now it affects me.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry to other companies that like your stuff. I apologize ahead of time. I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry that I like your stuff.
I mean, you know, my wife is like, I said last weekend, I went to One Meijer, specifically One Meijer, because that Meijer carried cucumber lime Gatorade Zero. My favorite Gatorade flavor. And I saw the rankings on ranker.com, which ranked 54 Gatorade flavors, 1 to 54. And Cucumber Lime Zero ranked 53rd out of 54. And I'm like, I don't care. I like it. And that Meijer that I've been going to for years because they always had it, that Meijer's still open. The cucumber lime Gatorade Zero, gone.
You loved like Boston Market and Quiznos.
Boston
too, didn't
Market
you?
And Quiznos were awesome. Gone and gone. Bagger Dave's. Love Bagger Dave's. Gone.
See ya.
Goodbye.
It is. And look, did everything I named sound like crap? Do you like some of these places and some of these things?
I liked Red Robin a lot. I thought it was a really solid burger, and you get the endless fries. Yeah, the steak fries are great.
Yeah,
I will say that I had a friend of mine that was there over the weekend and told me that it was quite a disappointment this last time out. That even the steak fries were terrible.
Oh, maybe this is why then.
Maybe they knew and they're like, I don't care, whatever. There's no love made with these fries anymore. No.
Well, I've got a couple of Red Robins near me. I hope they're not on the list.
Sorry, Qdoba.
I like Qdoba.
I know you do. That's
don't
why
say
I
it out loud.
Yeah. Careful. Chipotle's tie just went up. Oh, man. I'm sorry, man.
It's okay.
So what's left for you? You got Qdoba and B-Dubs? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, those are some go-tos. There's a Twin Peaks on the ride home. Twin Peaks. Hang in there, guys. They have great food.
They do.
Scenic views.
They have ice-cold beer.
It's cold.
Everybody likes that, right? Did you like Boston Market?
Yeah, Boston Market was it was great. I mean, it was like a cafeteria buffet, but I mean, it was fine.
What do you mean by cafeteria buffet?
Because when you'd walk up there and you get your, if you went to this, well, you would have to back in the day. You'd walk into the place and you'd place your order, but it was all done in front of you. Like, well, we'll slice the
but
turkey
they sliced
or
the
chicken
or turkey
whatever.
Right in front of you. Like they pulled
and then they get the big, you know, spoonful of whether it's mashed potatoes or your corn or whatever side that you wanted. The sides are the best part about Boston Market because they had a bunch of them. They were all very tasty, but it's a cafeteria. Slopping on a plate, here you go. Thank you. And it's delicious. It was delicious. Now it's gone.
Would you go look at our direct messages?
Someone sliding your DMs?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Sure are. Well, I hope that...
What am I missing?
Red Robins stay open. The most recent one we got?
Here we go. You pissed her off, man.
Yeah, I did.
Don't do that.
What do we got?
Gina Trotman.
Oh, she slid in your DMs?
She's formerly of Channel 7, right?
Yes.
She tweeted us, dude, cucumber lime Gatorade Zero and Busch Light Apple. Big fan of all three of you and your show, but I am now judgmental of Doug.
See.
Well, I'm actually kind of happy that it took until now. Because the judgment started for me a long time ago, but...
Mm.
Boston Market. I can't believe Boston Market didn't make it.
That was the first, when I was an intern here, first meal you sent me to go get was Boston Market.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was that before or after the STFU speech?
I was after.
Was it? Okay. Yeah.
It's before we were doing the show together.
Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think I gave the, I think you were pre the string of interns that were awfully chatty first thing in the morning.
Why do you suppose Boston Market went down?
Because Doug liked it.
Yeah, no.
Aside from the obvious.
Overhead.
You know what I'm saying? I think it may have been because it took too long to get customers in and out of the place.
You think?
Yeah. Because like I said, it's cafeteria
but here's
type,
the thing,
type stuff.
That it was ahead of its time. Because now, like Chipotle and Qdoba, that fast casual thing is caught on now.
Yeah, but it's just
you don't
specific.
Get in and out quickly from Chipotle.
If you order through the app, you do.
Well, I mean, sure.
Do I have to tell you how the app works, Doug?
Yes, please, Gator. Tell me how the app works.
I don't know why Boston Market not innovative enough with other, like, it's just like rotisserie chicken over and over again. I don't know.
It's
like it too.
I think it's happened with all of us. All right. It's happened more with you than it has with the rest of us. But like, for me, it was Baja Fresh Mexican Grill.
That's pretty good.
I had it when I was out in L.A. years ago.
Dare I say, I like that too.
Like, this place is amazing. I love this. This is the best burrito I've ever had. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And then it opens up here locally, and I'm like, this is great. It's like mid-2000s. Awesome. And then by 2010, it's gone. It didn't survive. It's still out in the west side of the country, but here it did not last. And I was really bummed. That's mine. I can share. Kang, do you have one that dropped out that you used to love?
For every one you've got, I've got 10.
I know. Sorry, I know. We'll emphasize that point later.
Yeah, everything I like still exists. No, I mean, I
Boston Market.
I liked Boston Market. I like Red Robin. You know, that's not. Like I said, I don't want any business not to make it. So it just happens that all the ones you like, Doug.
People made fun of the Busch Light Apple. I did too until I had one.
It was tasty.
It was a great fall. I won't even call it beer. I mean, it was a drink. It was,
I liked it. If you could have it in the summer, it'd be great. You know, night on a day on the lake.
Yeah,
it
was goodness. I was a huge, huge fan. And when we heard it was disappearing, I went out and bought the last 5 30 packs at a party store and made them last for a while. But alas, Gator.
Alas.
Alas, they ran out.
Yeah. So Red Robin.
Red Robin's closing a bunch of stores. It's not gone completely. They're just closing some locations.
Is one near you going to be gone?
I don't know. I didn't see the story, Kang. Do they list the locations, Kang?
No, it just says a bunch of like 70 plus locations that are underperforming are going to be closed.
Great. All right, 248-539-9797. Dan is on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah, no, I just want to chime in on the Boston Market thing. It was actually my first job in high school.
Oh, yeah?
And I managed to receive Employee of the Month honors more than once. So given that resume, I did want to chime in on the Boston Market thing. I think it was twofold, right? So, like, this is back in, like, 04, 03. People weren't used to spending that amount of money at what everyone's pictured as a fast food restaurant.
Right.
And also the margins sucked. Like, you'd have to like gauge the number of people that are going to come in and want sweet potato casserole at 7 o'clock, and you make a pan of it and then end up throwing out like the whole thing. Right.
Yeah.
So the cost side wasn't there. Like, the quality of ingredients was great. The food was great, but the consumer just wasn't ready for that at that point. Like, no one wanted to spend $30 going through a drive-through,
you know,
right?
Damn it. Like, I should bring it back, Dan. I should open, like, let's bring Boston Market back.
That sounds like a great business plan.
Well, it sounds like it'd be better. Do you think the consumer's more prepared for it now with the fast casual concept, which has done so well?
I think there's a market for it, right? Like, I don't know. I go into, like, the fancy grocery stores that are out there and always peruse, like, the hot food counter. I'm like, oh, that looks good.
I'm sorry, Dan. So, I'm sorry. I apologize to you and to the audience. You worked at one in high school, and I just asked you a question like you were a restaurant expert. What do you do for a living now, Dan?
Yeah, but he was Employee of the Month multiple times.
That's true.
Thank you. Gotta recognize the respect, okay?
Yeah, okay. No.
Game recognizes game.
I'm a commodity trader. I don't really have much to say on the topic now. Those were my observations as of two decades ago. But hey, you know, that's
orange
what
juice.
I got.
Oh, that's great. All right. Hey, look, thank you for the intel, Dan.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see ya.
I like his reasoning. I mean, you make a big pan of the, you know, sweet potato. It's not a sweet potato casserole. People aren't ready for that at 7.
Right.
I'm ready for it anytime, but I understand. I get it. Yeah.
What was the name of the Twitter account that you got the Red Robin news from?
It is National or Nation's Restaurant News.
I asked that guy like he was the CEO of that.
He's like, I was 15, Doug, when I worked there.
When do you start doing the cost per price of everything else?
Yeah, I just clean out the trays.
How did corn measure up to squash?
All right, well, believe it or not.
My mom dropped me off.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Back in the last time the Pistons had an 8-game winning streak, right. I was working at Boston Market. All right, we'll get to Are You Gonna Eat That at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so last time the Pistons won 8 in a row was 2007-2008 season. We've asked people, where were you in your life at that time? From an unnamed texter, afternoon, guys, I was 9 years old when the Pistons last won 8 in a row. It was 7 moves, 8 cars, and I think 3 girlfriends ago. That's from an unnamed texter.
Very detailed.
Will writes in, the last time the Pistons won 8 in a row, I was finishing my freshman year in high school. I'll be 32 in September. Woof. Nick in Southgate says, 2007-2008, I was applying for college and getting ready for my senior year of baseball. Aaron in Walled Lake, I was just hitting puberty. I am now 31.
Grown ass man now.
Yep. I was at Pontiac Motors. Still making cars the last time the Pistons had an 8-game winning streak. Where were you back in 2007-2008? Scott writes in, I started listening to you guys. Wine guy called into your show.
The guy who was completely unqualified.
Yep.
It would...
He applied for a job as a wine distributor, and he went to the interview and knew he didn't know anything. And they asked him, what do you know about wine? He goes, there's reds, there's whites, whatnot. Yep.
That was 2009, I believe. I remember in the studio.
This is a vintage whatnot. Regarding the Red Wings, Buddy and I are headed to Columbus Saturday morning for the game. Tickets were way more affordable than I anticipated, hoping for a Larkin flag plant at center ice. That's from Mike in Roseville.
Uh-oh. Can we do it?
He mixed with the same results. You can't plant the flag.
Does Jason Avant work the sidelines?
Down there to protect the Red Wing flag. Oh, that's great, Mike. Ben at a tire shop, leaving Saturday about 11 o'clock, driving down with my girlfriend and dad to hang out before the game at the public tailgate and make our way in about 4. It's going to be a great time. This will be my second one. First was 2017 in Toronto. It's from Dave in Lake Orion. Writes, I really like that this game means something to both teams. We know a couple of others who are going as well. Steve-O in Southfield says, in a group of 6 diehard Wings fans going to the game in Columbus, heading down Friday night after work and staying with a friend who lives there. So everybody enjoy. Gator, are you ready for another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
I am.
It's going to be interesting.
Until Doug mentioned it.
I'll be interested if you like 50% of what we're introducing today. I will start with this. Have you ever heard of Promised Land Dairy Milk?
I have not.
Promised Land Dairy Milk. I guess it's critically acclaimed. Very, very high marks. They're in a collab with Peeps.
Okay.
Peeps has officially entered the dairy game in a collaboration with Promised Land Dairy. The brand has launched a sweet marshmallow milk. Promised Land Dairy has been winning over milk lovers since 1987. The brand specializes in ultra-creamy, indulgent-flavored milk that fans swear by. This limited edition blends Promised Land's signature whole milk with the unmistakable sweetness of Peeps, promising Easter delight straight from the cow. Gator, Peeps milk.
That's great. So not only high in fat, but high in sugar, too. Awesome.
Are you going to eat that?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I like milk, but nowadays I drink almond milk. I don't drink it. I have it for cereal.
I was about to say, what do you do with it?
I mean, I use it for cereal. I'll use it, for some recipes. If it calls for milk, I use that. But I don't really drink milk anymore unless I have a peanut butter sandwich and I need something, then boom, go for the almond milk.
But that's a no.
That's a hard no. Peeps? The second you mention the name Peeps,
no.
It's out. Absolutely not.
You, Kang?
I'm out. Like, Peeps are a thing that I look at and I go, okay, that might be tasty. And I have a bite and I go, no, I don't want any more. Like, I'm solid on that. Peeps.
Please don't make me eat that again.
Yeah. I don't think it's like awful, but I don't want any more. I probably didn't even want that one bite.
Yeah, there's not a chance.
Of course not.
And Doug loves milk.
Yeah, he loves milk.
What if that's all they had on the plane? You said, do you have any milk? Well, we do have some milk bits with Peeps.
It's been years since the answer to that question has been yes. That's something else I ran. I ran milk off planes.
Yeah, you did.
Just to be able to get the little carton of milk.
Dairy Association hates Doug.
Yep, everybody does. Have you had Taco Bell's Caliente sauce?
I have not.
Guess it comes frequently with the Caliente Cantina menu, but it's bringing the heat, a sauce made with red jalapenos for a bolder, spicier bite. Here's the best part, Gator. It's not available to everybody, but Taco Rewards members can get exclusive early access starting today via the Taco Bell app. Gator, are you going to use your Taco Bell app and get the Caliente sauce?
No, but would I eat the Caliente sauce? I'm not against it. You know, I don't mind... in moderation, the spice when it gets, but I don't, this doesn't sound like it's flaming hot, like gonna, you know, burn your tongue. So I'd give it a try.
Okay, there's a yes, Kang, you?
Oh, for me, I'm gonna just stick with hot, regular old hot. I to Taco Bell sauces, they're not even like, I don't even think there's a spice level. It's just flavor to me, like mild's a flavor for them.
I like the mild sauce.
No, I know, but it's like a flavor,
yeah,
right?
Know,
it's not
I'm
like doesn't add any spice.
Hot's got some spice to it, yeah.
My theory with Taco Bell mild sauce, by the way, Gator, is you could put that on anything and then it tastes like Taco Bell.
It's not a bad theory.
I should put this to the test.
I could see that, yeah.
Doug?
Yeah, I'd try this.
All right.
Yeah, I don't hate
Doug's
that.
Going to Taco Bell.
I like spicy stuff. Now, that's the challenge here, is getting me to Taco Bell. Once I'm there. All right. According to Food Beast, Krispy Kreme has left fans disappointed after their collab, with the popular Australian brand of pistachios sold out in one day. Krispy Kreme's pistachio poppy collab, was here for a short time. It lasted one day. Pistachio packed donuts sold out. These look like donuts with green frosting, pistachio frosting, and a green pistachio gooey filling. Gator, the pistachio collab between Krispy Kreme and Pistachio Company. Are you going to eat that?
Yep. Absolutely. I'm looking at this thing and let's go.
But it's green.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And
not a vegetable, though.
It's pistachio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nut. I'm good with it. It looks delicious.
Gator's a yes. Kang, you?
You know, surprisingly, pistachio desserts are actually pretty good, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Okay.
I'm not a big donut guy usually either.
I love pistachios. I'm not a donut guy, so no.
Are pistachios the nut that's on the cannoli?
Yes.
Like pistachio cream and all that. Okay. Yeah, this looks delicious.
All right, Heinz is debuting a condiment line inspired by global flavors.
Condoms?
Condiment line.
Oh.
Heinz's new flavor tour is including Mexican-inspired street corn as like a condiment, Korean-inspired sweet and tangy barbecue, and a Thai-inspired sweet chili sauce. Gator, any of those, would you try them?
I'm a sucker for the sweet chili sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. I think my love for that started at Buffalo Wild Wings and has just moved on to any place else that will have some kind of sweet chili. Sweet and tangy barbecue, Korean inspired.
Yep.
Yeah, I try all these. Mexican inspired street corn, I know you're down with. I mean, these are just sauces. So, yeah, absolutely.
Kang, you?
I'm a sauce guy, man. Love dipping stuff. I'll try them all pretty much. I'm a sucker for the sweet chili, too, Gator. Any place that has that, you know, got to try it.
I mean, Asian Zing.
Exactly.
What a delicious.
I'm in on all three, especially the Mexican-inspired street corn sauce. But yeah,
I love your street corn.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Gator, I got two new cereals. Can I get you to commit to both of them right here on the spot?
No.
What if I tell you what the first one is? Will you commit to eat the second one?
No. I know better. I know how this game's played.
The first one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, is coming out with a waffle. It's a cereal that's shaped like a small waffle. Gator, the waffle cinnamon toast crunch. Are you going to eat that?
Yeah, I would eat it. It would not be always on my menu there because I try to cut back on the sugary cereals, but I'd try it. Absolutely.
Kang, you?
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Yep. I don't eat sugary cereals, so I'm an out. But the funny thing about this is I write all three of our initials and then write yes or no. I asked Gator the question, and before he answered, I wrote down yes. Before I even put Gator, wrote down the G for Gator. I knew you would love that. The second one I'm not as sure of, Cheerios Veggie Blends, has come out with an apple strawberry with spinach, carrot, and sweet potato cereal. A quarter cup of fruit and veggies in every serving. Gator, the Cheerio Veggie Blend, apple strawberry with spinach, carrot, and sweet potato. Are you going to eat that?
I got to tell you, I'm torn on this. I don't think it sounds good enough to have for breakfast, but I'm curious, what the hell does this taste like? The idea that you're getting a quarter cup of your daily dose sounds like a good idea, you know, for someone that's not going to eat a bunch of veggies or fruits.
This has made it further than I expected. So
I want to try it. I'll try it.
Okay, wow. Can you?
I don't know if I'd like it, but I want to try it.
March Madness here early with the upset. I did not expect that. No, I'm out. No way. I don't want carrots and sweet potato in my cereal.
Carrots and sweet potato were sweet and hairy.
What else was it? I don't. Just take a multivitamin.
The problem was it was a spinach they threw in there, right? Yeah, just take a multivitamin. Spinach. Get a gummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give this a shot.
Of course you would.
There you go. That concludes another edition of Are You Going to Eat That?
Got to eat it with the Peeps milk, though.
Oh, God. I'd rather eat it with the Taco Bell Caliente sauce than the Peeps milk.
We'll be in.
All right, straight ahead, news from the Combine as our Brad Holmes was speaking. That coming up today at 102. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
So did you see that the NFL is actually going to technology to measure first downs for the upcoming season?
They're going a little techa?
No. They're using something called the Hawkeye Virtual Technology to help with first down calls in 2025. The league plans to use the tech as the primary way to determine if a ball crosses the first down line. A chain gang will still be on the sidelines as a backup. So the Hawkeye technology system. We've seen more and more of this. It is going to be interesting to see how this is actually implemented in the real world. Gator, what are your thoughts on digital technology taking over for first downs?
I love it. Get on board. Let's get it right. You know, if they can get it to within a couple inches, sounds great to me, or whatever.
A couple of inches?
Well, however accurate they're going to be, it's going to be a hell of a lot more accurate than what the officials are doing.
Well, if it's still a couple inches, I would be pretty disappointed.
Well, it's going to be, again, a hell of a lot more accurate than whatever the officials are doing, and I assume it's going to be more accurate than just a couple of inches. I mean, they just indiscriminately set the ball down. You got one official coming in from one side of the field. He's got it marked one way, and the official coming in from the other side of the field has it marked the other way, and the guy who has the better view of it gets overruled. I mean, that kind of thing happens all the time, and it happened in the playoffs.
I think that
get it right.
The one area in which it is the position of the ball where the ball is placed down that is laughable is in a 2-minute drill when a team's not taking a timeout and they're hurrying. And an official on the sidelines is trying to spot the football where everything's chaotic. And if you go back and look at some of these replays of where the ball actually gets spotted and where the player went down, it really is bad. I hope this works without hiccups. I have been impressed in the early going of baseball's ABS, the automated balls and strike system, with its what appears to be accuracy and how quick it happens. But it's going to be intriguing to see how these things get. Like, do we have to wait for the official to signal first down? Or will a first down just pop up on the screen digitally? Will the players have to wait for an official? Does an official get a signal that it's a first down and he'll make the sign for first down? Is the first down signal going away? And I mean the actual physical act of the official running up and...
Well, why would that go away?
Well, because is the official even making the call anymore?
Well, they can call first down once it's confirmed it's a first down or
right.
Whatever.
I got you. They can. Or if it's done digitally, we should know instantaneously whether or not it's a first down, right?
We should have a hologram pop up and do that. No, it's fine. I think we might be overthinking it here. It's just a way of tracking the however they track this ball with this Skylink system, whatever the hell it's called.
Hawkeye.
Get it done, and there. Okay, it tells it's over here. Is it a first down? It's a first down. The official says first down. Let's go.
Kang, what do you think of this?
I don't like it. And I'm not an anti-replay guy at all, but I do think the human element needs to still be in sports. I think this is an area where I think the human element needs to be there. I don't know if it's ever going to be as accurate. Like, I think there's so many issues because, number one, this is going to be advantageous for the Chiefs somehow. I already know it. Like, they're going to benefit from this. I don't know how yet, but they will.
Yep.
And secondly, so are we switching balls? You know how there's, like, kicking balls? Like, the Chiefs have a ball, the Ravens have a ball, whatever. Like, so every single ball is going to have... I don't know how this doesn't get messed up some point. Like, I just feel like I think we're asking for a problem.
Do you?
That's worse than what we have now.
Well...
Which I understand it's not an exact science now, and they want to make this an exact science?
Well, I've talked about how one of the frustrating things with replay is it changes our expectation, and it's still far from perfect. You know, the spotting of the football, if it's not closer to perfect, this will be just as frustrating as many of the replay rulings that we see. I hope it's better, way better than it was. Now, I think this is the same system they use for whether or not the ball is in or out in tennis. You know, they've got the digital ability in tennis to show where the ball hit the ground, whether it was on mm-hmm. the line or out, you know, whether it was in or out.
The digital animation of it.
Yep.
Bloop. Out.
That's what I'm wondering if we're going to get is bloop, first down.
I mean, I might be more on board with that. If you have some sort of animated figure up on the big screen, guy gets all pumped up, first down! Or he just holds a fist up in the air because it did not get the first down. Or they flip it the other way.
All right.
It's a first down for the defense.
Here is more description in a story on Fox Sports' website. This would mean that all measurements for the line of scrimmage would be determined virtually as opposed to by the referee, though the official will still place the ball down on the field. For example, said technology can overturn a call on the field regarding whether a ball carrier reached the line to gain for a first down. It's not the same as chip technology, but it could, in theory, have helped with a controversial spot like the most recent AFC Championship game mm-hmm. where the Kansas City Chiefs benefited from a bogus call once
what?
Again.
The Chiefs benefited?
It actually doesn't read that last part, but yes. So this will be interesting. Let's go to Todd. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
So 30 years on the sidelines at U of M doing the chains, how are they going to determine when the ball carrier's knee, arm, shin hits the ground?
It's a great question. It is a great question, Todd.
Well, isn't that? I would imagine it's worked in conjunction, right? So that goes to a replay to see what you're going to have the video assist to see where the knee is down, and then
so
I would imagine it lets you know at that moment that it syncs up with the SkyTech, wow. whatever the Hawkeye system, and there you go.
I mean, seems a lot easier in tennis, right?
Yeah,
just the ball.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's the challenge here is the ball can keep moving after the knee is down. Now, they did test this. Remember they tested this last year in the preseason?
I don't remember that.
I think I have recollections of them testing it in the preseason. They must have figured it out. But yeah, that I wondered about that. Are they going to, how do they know exactly when the ball carrier's down? They can probably tell where the ball has advanced to. But if they need to use a replay system to determine when the ball carrier is down and then they can accurately spot the football, that doesn't sound like something that'll be quick, but they obviously wouldn't adopt this, if it was going to take a long time. 248-539-9797. All right, so Brad Holmes spoke yesterday again with Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network on a variety of topics. We will get to that coming up in a few moments. Also, Gator, I do want to get into some possible trades for the Red Wings. We are 8 days away from the NHL's trade deadline. This team is war-chested in the past for players, haven't been able to pull moves off. It feels like right now they are far more likely to make a deal. I think they're far more motivated. No, I mean, they were in a similar position a year ago, but they haven't been denied. They haven't been, they've been denied again. Last year and in the offseason, I think they're really, really going to be motivated to make a move and maybe not just for one player, but for two players. It's going to feel very old-time Red Wingy if they go get two players, won't it?
That is very old-time Red Wingy.
But will they have roster spots for him? That's the other thing that gets challenging is who can you ship out to allow that to happen as well.
Well, that is the other part. You have to have the balance. You have to have some, because you're dealing with a salary cap now. It's not just unlimited cap.
Anyway, we'll get to that in the 1 o'clock hour. Hear what Brad Holmes had to say next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.